Tomorrow morning, I believe Apple are going to make some announcements regarding iPhones.
They will. I'll have to get up at 3 a.m. for this. We can expect four new iPhones. It's probably going to be a staggered release of those, given the supply problems. What can you expect? Expect a better camera, as always. A better zoom, they're talking around now. All the quick rumours are coming down, and rumours of a better battery life, which we would all like. We may see a HomePod Mini as well. HomePod is their speaker which talks to Siri as well. Magnificent sound out of HomePod Minis, a cheaper one, and maybe new headphones and AirTags. AirTags will be, you'll be able to put one on a bag or something. Use your iPhone to always keep track of that bag. But we'll know more next week when I come on.
Technology seems to improve on a daily basis, and there's a couple of nice early Christmas presents, if you don't mind. Now, you've got one from the Blind Freddy School of Tech, haven't you, this morning?
Well, look, I have. I'm not being sarcastic here, but I've had this a couple of times last week. If you change your password, Lee, let's say Facebook, and you have to log on again, you need to re-enter the new password. It doesn't do it for you automatically. Now, that might sound funny, me saying that, but I've had a couple of people go along and say, well, I changed the password on there in the settings, but when they've got to log on to a browser or their phone on a separate device, why isn't it going on there automatically? You need to enter the password, people. Hate to tell you that.
There you go. That's interesting to know that. Now, if we're looking for some bargains, I believe Amazon Prime Day takes place over the next couple of days.
It does. Starts today. Amazon's an annual event for their Prime members, which costs $6.99 a month, but comes with many, many benefits. I'm an Amazon Prime member. You can stream thousands of movies like The Boys, which a lot of people would see ads for at the moment on TV. So there's thousands of movies and TV shows, just like Netflix. It's a bit cheaper than Netflix. Free music streaming, free books if you have a Kindle and priority delivery. But this also comes with tremendous bargains in the tech and electronics section as well. So if you want to go over to amazon.com.au and you can make some great savings. And when you're a Prime member too, you get priority delivery. So you might order something, let's say today, it will be here literally tomorrow. And they guarantee you delivery on a specific day. When they say it's going to be here on, let's say, Friday, it is there on Friday.
Excellent. Good service indeed. Now, just polishing things off for this week, I believe you've got some information regarding Chris Hemsworth and Adele and why they are dangerous. Please explain.
I don't often talk celebrities, do I?
No, you don't.
No, but a lot of people get there and search for celebrities online that bring up the usual news and profiles, but there are also some risky links that can be used to infect your devices. So Adele, we know she's lost weight, so a lot of people have gone searching for her on there as well. But on Google, when you do search, sometimes there are some harmful links on there as well. So if you go to that site, you may end up infecting your computer, or your antivirus will pop up and say, hey, this is not where you're supposed to be. Chris Hemsworth is the highest ranking Australian at 13th, was the most dangerous as well. His brother Liam, he was on the list last year at the 19th. Because we're fascinated with pop culture, we put things at risk sometimes, and cyber criminals hone in on that. So celebrity news and new release entertainment. So there's some fake websites up there promising fake content on there as well. So be careful if you ever go along and search for celebrity gossip, let's say.
Yeah, so it's crucial that us being the consumers stay vigilant.
Exactly right. So searching for things, be vigilant, and don't go searching for crap.